WMST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We're positively at Costas in my homeland. They've left me more tickets. I got Froggers. These are fake ones, though. They say sample in the back. The real ones are the instant lottery tickets. We'll be giving these away next week. We'll be at Fadley's on Friday, opening day. Bruce Springsteen, the Eagles. Next week, we're going to be at Pappas in Bel Air, brand new location. That's Thursday afternoon. Come on out from 2 until 5. Say hello. And then on the 27th at Captain Larry's downtown in Federal Hill. I haven't been to Captain Larry's since I was maybe underage. It's been a little while. I have great guests on the program. And Gigi is wondering, why? Why me? Why did you call me to come on the show? Gigi Causey, I'll call her Papadopoulos because we grew up together, has been my friend since 1979. First date, Hollibird. There were a couple of girls I had a crush on. Ingrid Kolstadt, you. That now had you both on the show. I had Ingrid out. I did the show at Drug City last month, and I had Calvin Statham out. And I started thinking about my childhood and people who do things in the real world that I'm still very connected with that are not just interesting, but people I really like that I've never had on the show. People that would say, why do you, Mr. Statham's like, why did you want me on? I'm like, only because you're going to be the greatest guest ever. And he was. Right. And with you, it's like you do this Zumba thing. We've been friends forever. We never hang out in the real world. We have all of these inside jokes and crazy stuff that happened in the 80s and 90s. And then like, you married my friend, made babies, and I haven't talked to you in 25 years. So welcome to the Crab Cake Tour. How are you? Can I get you a lottery ticket?
Yes.
Tell everybody how I know you and how. What do you think you're doing here?
I'm not really.
Because you're a great realtor.
Thank you.
You do think, I mean, you've made this life, but when I knew you and had a crush on you as a kid, you were going to like go to Broadway and be a Rockette and be an actress.
Yeah, right.
That's
right,
literally. Right. But you've done community theater here.
Yep.
You've raised a family. You've been married to one of my craziest friends for 30 years.
Right.
We've never gone and had a beer, your husband and I, because everybody with kids.
That's not true. Oh, we went camping together.
That was with my girlfriend in 1989, for crying out loud. Yaka Gainey. We still have great memories of that.
We almost
died that weekend. But
we did almost die.
Oh, it was crazy. It was like a Fred Flintstone camping episode.
Yes.
Her husband's out with two sticks trying to make a fire in the middle of a rainstorm.
He was
in the middle
a good Boy Scout, right?
Yeah, but so your Zumba thing's interesting to me.
Okay.
But the realty side of making a living and dealing with people, I often think like anybody that's successful from Dundalk, it really, and I think this every time I drive through Merritt Boulevard, there's so many people here. And we all live on top of each other, whether it was, you know, Eastwood or Colgate, whatever. That dealing with people is a gift that many of us learned at an early age, different kinds of people.
Yes.
That the people that have thrived from my childhood all have this commonality of being Gumby to some degree, to being pliable people.
Yeah.
Dundalk taught us, and we've been kicked around.
Yep.
The shit plant, the whole deal, right?
The whole deal.
Where are you from? Dundalk.
Oh.
So I just, you know, and I do the show down here and whatever. So I just thought, like, I'm here. I want to celebrate my Dundalk
friends.
That would, because your in-laws are in here. They're still in Dundalk.
Yeah,
they're still at Costas. They're playing lottery here. They're watching Grayson Rodriguez pitch. It looks like it's going a little better. Thank you, Orioles, for the bats. But your Dundalkness, when you try to sell Zumba to people, that like my wife, who could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's physically able, but just
tell her to come.
A little nervous about trying Zumba.
Okay. So the thing about Zumba is it's a party. That's all you have to remember. It's a party. It's for everybody.
Nobody's judging.
Nobody's judging. There's no judgment. It's you just move the way that you can move. Doesn't matter what you're doing. If I'm doing something, you're doing something else, it's totally fine.
See, that was my issue. I would say this to my wife, and this is a Planet Fitness issue. They're one of our sponsors, and you know I'm a hot yoga guy, so I do a ton of hot yoga. It's just become my thing.
Right.
Brian Baldinger, former football player, got me into it. But there were step aerobics.
Yeah.
What's the thing where you get on the bike and you,
like
spinning?
My daughter does that.
I call that hurt my groin.
Yes. No.
I don't like bikes. I don't like that seat on my crotch.
Right.
I just don't.
No interest.
And
right.
Running on a treadmill or running. I mean, how many times I was at the Bally's Holiday Spa over here on the treadmill or the and I have a stair stepper, all that stuff. And then there's, let's grab Fountain or even John Allen. I used to jog up at Patterson on the track. Jogging, running through the neighborhood, dogs barking, whatever. I'm 55. You're 54.
54.
We're the same,
same age.
I think we're two months apart.
Yep.
And things that you can enjoy doing that make you sweat.
Yes.
That keep you sane and healthy and out of the hospital. There's so few, like fishing, golfing, you know what? That's not, that's, tennis would be something, but my knees and my shoulder and my back wouldn't like tennis.
No,
right
I
now.
Wouldn't. That
And
no
I don't want to be an old guy. I like dancing.
Right.
So like the Zumba part of dancing would be up my alley, but step aerobics felt so structured and it felt like I'm going to be the only guy in there that's not a hot ass chick that's doing things wrong. People be laughing at me and I'll probably never catch on to the steps.
No.
Because I'm not good at learning dance. I watch Dance with the Stars and I think I can never do that.
Well, that's we're not doing that for sure. We're not doing that.
All right.
But I'm quite honestly, it really is just about moving your body. It doesn't matter what you're doing. I mean, if I'm moving this way, as long as you're moving that way, you're good. You're not going to run into it.
So it's like the electric slide after three beers?
Pretty much. I mean, we do the wobble. There's a dance we do. It's exactly like the wobble. It's like you're dancing at somebody's wedding. So Zumba was, it's all based on four core Latin rhythms.
It looks so
much fun.
Intimidating.
Oh,
though.
No.
My friend Joan does it too. You do it. I mean, I've known people over 20 years that have said to me, you know, you're young, you're sexy, you like to dance, you like music, you like movement. I like movement a lot, which is why I don't think I'll ever be a fisherman or a golfer.
Right.
Like, I just not.
Right.
I'm an action guy, right? And I am intimidated. So take this forum because I want to. We'll talk real estate and we'll tell old stories.
Yeah,
and you can talk about Cane Street, make up stories. But the Zumba part of having you on as my lifer friend. Because I'm an apostle for yoga. Everywhere I go, people... I've tried to drag you.
Yes.
Though I
I'll
saw
come.
Your Christmas
I will
party.
Go. I will
I tried to drag you to my class. And I said, you do all that Zumba. You could, you know, you could make it on a mat.
Yeah.
And you might enjoy it.
I'd love yoga. Okay. I do. Yeah. I do. I'll come.
What would make me come to Zumba? Where do you do it? When do you... Give me a primer.
Okay, so...
Invite me.
Yes. Feel free. So I have a partner. We teach at a space just adjacent to Skateland on Bella Road, Empowered Fitness.
Oh, nice! I'm up there all the time. There's Taco Bell right around the corner. My Wise Markets is right there, so I shop there.
We don't work for Empowered Fitness, but we teach at that facility.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, and we teach four nights a week. I'm sorry.
Four
classes. It's big enough.
Okay.
Four classes a week. Tuesday, Thursday, 7:30. Saturday morning, 9:00. Sunday morning, 10.
Hour?
An hour.
All right.
Sweat all over.
Is the room hot?
No, I mean, there's fans, there's air conditioning.
I don't want, no, I like hot.
Well, don't stand by the fan. I mean, it's not like it's cold. You will definitely be sweating. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. And just as an aside, I mean, I had somebody, I taught this morning, just because I also teach for LA Fitness, but I taught this morning, there was a woman who was 85 in my class. She was fine. If she could do it, you can do it.
So do you play music? You play Latin music?
Latin music. Four core Latin rhythms. That's how the whole thing. And it's actually interval training. So you do a really hot, like, fast.
Oh, I know. It's workout based.
Yeah.
Then you I know. It's not about dancing. It's about heart rate and it's about fitness.
And it's about a party. It's really about having fun. It's a way to disguise fitness so that you're having fun. And at the end, you
can't
think,
listen to Latin music without having sangria. I mean, come on. No. After?
No.
I find that like after yoga, I always say, because like I do hot yoga right across in the barn, used to be the barn. And I'm they got beer over there. And every night I come out, I'm like, I don't want a beer.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't
feel too good.
You don't want a beer
when
you get out.
The endorphins kick in too much. You don't need anything like that.
All right.
For me, anyway.
What got you into Zumba? Because, by the way, Gigi Causey, just to reset, my dear friend, my lifer friend, we're at Costas. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I've already had my crab cake. You're going to get one to go.
Oh, nice.
As well, I gave you a lottery ticket.
Yes,
right? Make sure you got an instant lottery scratch. Do you remember when the instant lottery scratch off came out? When you scratched it, it had all that grit underneath of it on the nickel or the dime.
They've
cleaned this thing up. It's way, awesome. And you can also check online, which is the way my wife does my lottery rewards. So you were, when I was very young, we were 7th, 8th, 9th grade together. We went to high school together.
Yes.
You were an actor, actress sort of bent. Mr. Riggs loved you in shows. I had Mr. Statham on the show. And one of the reasons I invited you, honestly, you were like, what am I doing here? The My Fair Lady ad happened during the football games in December. And I reached to Calvin to come out, and we went to My Fair Lady, and I love Broadway, and I know you love Broadway, yeah. And it was your track. And I thought, you know, I've never had you on. I want to talk Zumba, but I bet this is like all the Zumba thing goes back to the fact that you were a Broadway kid.
It goes way back, way back. Right. So loved musical theater, still involved with Dundalk Community Theater. I'm still on the board. I have a board meeting tonight.
What's it called?
Used to be Act One.
Okay.
That was the children's theater, and now that no longer exists, but I'm on the board at the college. For Dundalk Community Theater.
My alma mater. Thank you very much.
And went away to school, studied modern dance, not Broadway. Came home.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
What did that mean?
Well, it means that I'm a real estate agent.
7 years of college at Rutgers down the drain, baby.
Just four.
Felt like seven.
Right.
I was always your first phone call when you came home.
Yes, you were.
College.
My mother always said she knew.
She thought you were going to marry me, and then you married Dave. It happened. It's fine. She said, he's no Greek. He's no Greek. Right? Yeah.
True.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, neither was Dave.
But. You were my first phone call. Yeah. And And you're responsible for who I married.
Is it 31 years I've never had you on my radio show?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're here now.
Right.
So the Zumba thing comes from like the Broadway background that you were a kid that loved dance.
I love dance and I love to perform and I love having fun. And it's just a way for me to get up in front of people and encourage them to do the same.
I'm going to come to your Zumba
class.
Please
do.
And
we'll
you're going to come to my hot yoga class.
I will.
Because I can't get you and your old man out to drink beer, have fun, go anywhere. Dave used to love REM, and I invited him out to
I know.
I'm done inviting you. The only time you come is when I invite you on my show. I see how it is, you know. Well, tell everybody how they can find you on Zumba, and then I want to talk real estate, because that really is a serious thing. But your Zumba background in Broadway and dance, people coming in, I would think there are a lot of people like you that went to school for this, wound up doing real estate, being a mommy, doing all that, that once they get to a certain place in life, they're like, I always had fun going out with my girlfriends dancing.
I
like dancing, and I'm not going to do it in a bar or two in the morning with a bunch of young people.
Exactly.
This is a chance. But I'm intimidated by that, G. I am. I'm intimidated by, and I love you, and I know you'd laugh at me and with me or whatever.
No.
I'm just wondering whether it would be fun for me.
There's definitely no judgment in the class. There's people of all shapes, sizes, ages, abilities. So from that perspective, it has nothing to do with that.
My yoga class is like that. People are really, my yoga class is completely.
Right. You got somebody doing headstands and somebody like can barely touch their feet.
There are people
in
class that think I'm really good at it. I'm like, you should have seen the girls at my old studio.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's absolutely no judgment, no reason to be intimidated. And really, it's if you think about it, it's just exactly what you explained. You enjoy dancing. You want to have some fun. And, you know, a lot of the people that come are, I think, people like me, moms. We do have some men, but moms.
I like the ratio now.
Yeah,
I like what you're talking about.
Moms. Actually, there's a couple of people from Dundalk that come to my class.
Really?
Yes.
Would they laugh at me or with me?
No.
I need to know.
No. They would laugh with you, of course.
Well, I mean, I wear my sneakers. I'll come out one day. I can do anything for an hour.
I mean, it's great. You're going to have so much fun.
Well, I'm Latin, so I like the music.
Well, there you go.
Is it loud?
Yes, it's very loud. I like my music really loud.
Atta girl. All right. That makes me. All right. So when you're not doing that, you're selling real estate.
Yes.
I reached to you on a real estate matter about appraisals a couple months ago. I still haven't acted on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the market and percentage points and where we were in the plague and how crazy y'all were and everywhere I'm looking, people are bidding over, you know, asking price, all that. Where's the stability in it right now? Because it's how you feel. The Zumba's fun, but the real estate's what you do.
The real estate's what I do. Real quick about the Zumba, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
If someone's interested in finding me, they can find me on Facebook at Macho Mama Zumba. Macho.
She's like saying that.
Macho Mama.
She's always.
Or on Instagram.
I did 31 years of radio to get to this point where I could let you promote on my radio station. Macho Mama.
Yes.
Macho Mama. Is that one M? One M and Mama?
I think so. Yeah.
Mama right. Just killed him. Okay, so real estate.
Real estate, yeah. So the market is really still strong. It's amazing.
People need a place to live.
People need a place to live. You've got to live somewhere. You've got to pay to live somewhere. And if you're not paying for your own mortgage, you're paying for somebody else's if you're renting. So, I mean, it's still strong.
We went through this a year ago when it was time for us to move. We were going to rent, we're going to buy, we're going to downtown, uptown, Howard County, Anne Arundel County.
Yeah.
And we looked at so many situations that it was it was like a Cheesecake Factory menu.
Yeah,
it was,
too much.
It was like, we want to live here because my wife does the paddle boarding. Do you want to live here to be near my radio station? We live here to be near the airport. We live here to be near blah, 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 yeah. whatever. And all of it is really a life balance. And I think after the plague where people can work in a lot of different places and a lot of different circumstances, our needs were that we both needed a workspace that didn't exist where we lived when the plague happened and forced us both to work on top of each other, right? Yeah. So we, you know, that was more of like, do we want the mall nearby or be on the line? Or no, nah, man, we spend like a lot of our lives working. We need a comfortable workspace in our home.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people have been thinking about that like that 10 years ago.
No, no.
And you work from your home 99% of the time,
99% of my time, right? Yeah. And luckily, Dave worked from his office the whole time during COVID.
Well, because I think we would have
killed each other if we were working at home together. But no, the market's still strong. The you know, interest rates have risen, yes, but because of the lack of inventory, so there's not a lot of homes for sale. Prices have remained high. People are bidding over and above. They're doing all the things that they were doing a year ago.
All the things they didn't do for me because I had a downtown condo nobody wanted for 3 years.
Well, that, I mean,
did you see the sunrises in my place?
I did. Yeah, just the pictures, but yes. Yeah. Let me be clarified.
Whoa. I invited her for 19 years and 2 months to my place. You never came to my place, did you?
No, I didn't. I hadn't seen it.
And you were a realtor. That's why I wanted you to come. I wanted you to see how beautiful it was.
I know.
It's gone. I only lost 150 grand.
Rough. It's rough. I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, but location. I bought the Inner Harbor. I thought, well, what could ever go wrong there?
Well, and you were there. How long were you there?
The baseball team's there.
There you go.
How could the guy own the team and screw the team up like that? How could the Harbor Place and then the riots and then the mayors and the... So that's why I do Baltimore Positive, because, like, this is an amazing week, G. I mean, we're opening a new arena. Opening day.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a renaissance happening here if you're looking for it, right? I mean, really.
You got to be looking for it.
No, I
don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, you look, open your eyes. Yeah, don't get caught up in all the bad stuff. That's all.
Well, we haven't had an arena open since 1961. We're opening one this weekend. Springsteen Eagles are here. We have this. There's reasons to go downtown. There's restaurants. I'm trying to promote them. And more than that, like, the quality of life is what you're... In every house, somebody buys a house in a neighborhood, they're buying into the... I spent my money in Otterbein. I bought into downtown.
Right.
Got my ass kicked.
Right.
But I bought into it.
Yeah, but you didn't... Even if you lost money...
I loved living there.
Well, right. And you had to pay to live somewhere.
I love living there.
There you go.
But I thought when I went in, I would sell it for more than I bought it.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
Everyone dreams, right?
And most people do sell.
Right, you know, and I'm not most
over
people.
Over time, let me give you the stats. Over time, real estate increases about 3% over, you know, the course of you owning your home. 10, 12, 15
until
years.
A tree falls on the roof. That's for another story. Bill Cole roofing story from last week, so.
But... You know, you want to sell your house now? The market is really strong for sellers, for sure. Buyers, a little bit of a challenge, you know, because you're having to bid up. So if your price point's 400, I would tell you don't look at 400 because you're not getting a house for 400. Look at 350, look at 375, and then you have someplace to go if you're having to overbid or, you know, put in escalation clauses. You got to have somebody who can guide you, though. And a lot of the thing that you're saying about buying into a neighborhood or buying into, you know,
is
the lifestyle.
Is this where you and I are going to talk football and you talk about Lamar not having an agent?
Yes.
Don't represent yourself. Tell these people.
Yes, that's absolutely
there
true.
You go,
I mean,
G.
No joke.
I get your lane.
You know, people watch HGTV. I'm going to get on my soapbox now. People watch HGTV and they think that a lot of what happens is very simple and easy and there's not. You need a professional who can guide you through the process. It can get very complicated and you need someone who can professionally negotiate contracts, can, you know, advise you in a way that you know when you get the keys in your hand, you've made the right decision for the right reasons at the right price. And, you know, then you'll be happy. All of my business is by referral. So the worst thing that can happen to me is I sell a house to someone and they think, oh my God, why did I buy this house, right? So I want that person to have all the information that they need so that they can make an educated decision and then refer me to everybody that they
know.
What
is the American dream?
Yeah.
Every house I've lived in, I've absolutely loved. When I got there, I hated leaving. I cried every time I sold a place.
I cried every time I sold.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that last shutting the door on the 23rd floor downtown.
It's a killer.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, until the snow came and we had a grill and, you know, the squirrels came to the front door.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, like, things are good. The fox, first fox ran by.
It's a very emotional process.
It is, and that's why you need someone like Gigi. She's been my friend, Gigi Causey. Tell everybody how to find you on a real estate place. They don't want to dance with you. They can at least buy a house from you.
I work with Cummings & Company Realtors. Have been there since 2011.
All right.
Been an agent for 20 years this year.
Wow.
20 years. I've seen the ups and the downs and the ups and the downs.
I thought you were going to be in a touring version of, you know,
I know,
Annie,
like,
or something.
Right. I know. Yeah, me too. But
do you go to shows?
I do, yeah. Not anything recent.
Hippodrome's lovely. Like, I went down for My Fair Lady, loved it.
I'm trying to think of the last thing I saw.
I saw the Wizard of Oz, what's it, the Wicked. I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't like that show.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like that show. Went to New York to see Network, with Bryan Cranston.
Oh.
I've done a lot of things. I've been to 27 Super Bowls. I've been places. I've been to concerts, backstage, on stage, stage, all of that. Seeing Bryan Cranston do Network from the second row of the balcony overlooking, like, it was like seeing Jordan. You know, it was like...
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
There was one of those nights where my wife and I went to a Broadway show, and, you know, it's not necessarily her thing or not her thing. It was a play, it wasn't
music.
You know? And in a crowded little thing, and here's Bryan Cranston, one of the biggest stars in the world, and she didn't know the movie, and the movie's 40 years old, and they never changed the word. And it holds up.
Interesting.
About the Russians, about pollution through media, about Howard Beale, sort of being like a Donald Trumpy kind of...
Interesting.
You know,
okay. I don't know it.
The movie Network is fantastic, but the Broadway... I mean, it won all the awards, right? I mean,
Bryan Cranston.
But to see an actor do it in that way and be 50 feet away...
Right.
And my wife and I are there, and like the gunshot goes off, we're like... Whoa!
Right.
Holy! It's like we saw the World Series.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
And I think you can have those. She wanted to go see Hugh Jackman up there. He was up there doing stuff a couple weeks ago. That there, when the word gets out about a Hamilton, when something like that happens, when there's that momentous,
you got to get in.
And I think Broadway, when Broadway went dark during COVID, like a friend of mine, Mike Flynn, center from the Ravens, 2001 Super Bowl champion.
Okay.
His son was the lead in Willy Wonka as a 12-year-old. His son's a serious actor. Jake Ryan Flynn, Google him.
Okay.
And he got the lead in Mrs. Doubtfire, and they went one night.
Oh, and shut down.
And shut down. Yeah. And he hasn't been back to Broadway. And his voice changed.
Oh, yeah.
Now
that's it,
Now he's Peter Brady a little bit,
right?
So it might be it, might not be it. But he's, like, in a regular school, and they're like, good. We all lived in New York for 4 years.
Yeah.
We did the lattes.
Yeah,
we did
stage
times. We did.
Yeah.
And our son was a professional actor at 12.
Wow.
Right? You know, and now he's 17 and in school and being normal for a little while.
For a while, right?
But there's something for you. You wanted to be that kid. Everybody wanted to be that kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love it. I mean, I would love to be on stage.
You
would
have gotten an Ivory soap commercial in 1983. It would have been, you know what I mean, right?
Herbal Essence.
Well, that would have looked
whatever, right?
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Gigi Causey's been my friend for a lifetime, and this is why you keep lifetime friends around, like her, in case you need a realtor or a Zumba instructor or in-laws to play the lottery over here at Costas and her husband, Dave. So, I haven't had you on the show, but I DJ'd your wedding many years ago. I foregone, I can't appreciate this. It was the night the Seattle Mariners played the Yankees in the Ken Griffey, A-Rod early 90s. It was October of 1995 or six. Which
five.
One? All right, five. There you go. Said pretty good, right? So it was so I had to forego playoff games to DJ her wedding. And this was like a half Greek, half Dundalk wedding. I mean, everything, man. Opa! Dollar, everything.
Right.
So we had everything going. And but you met your husband, who was my football, little league football teammate, Dundalk Longhorns in 1978. Dave was a middle linebacker. I played guard, swing guard and defensive tackle. I was fat. I was an Ovaltine. She remembers. That's why she didn't have a crush on me. Dave was just shrimpy. He wasn't chunky. Then he grew, like, a lot. He was, like, the littlest dude ever, and then he, like, grew. He played the drums. So Dave, I played football with Dave, which you laugh at because Dave was such a small guy.
Yeah.
Right? So Dave comes to high school. He's one of the few guys I know. Gigi is my beautiful friend for, like, all these years. Had a normal high school experience, both of us. Get out of high school.
Yeah.
I start throwing parties at Kane Street. The cops showed up. Google it. It's a long story. And one night, I invite my friend Dave, my rock and roll buddy who was in the Army, Navy, running around the world.
Marines. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a great place. It's a great place to start. So Dave's at my house, and I'm like, hey, you know my friend Gigi? And they look at each other, and they're like, I don't know you. I should know you. And the next thing I know, you're married 30
We're
years.
We're married, yeah. 27, yeah.
Well, you've been together 30.
Yes. You met
Christmas in my house.
Christmas, yes.
You met in my house.
Yes, you're responsible, for sure. My daughter just turned 21.
My house was like a house of ill repute.
It was awesome. It was so awesome. I mean, as a 20-something, it was like the greatest
Bon Jovi,
place,
right? Slippery When Wet playing.
Yes, yes.
I watched a home improvement show. You're just going to love this. My eye was screwed up. I had a sty in my eye. I went to see Brian Granick at a Visionary Eye. He fixed my eye. Thank you. I love you, Brian. So I'm in his waiting area. He took me on short. Just get out here. Your eye screwed up. It was literally Monday. And I went out, and I'm sitting there for 20, 30 minutes waiting for him because he's trying to fit me in. And the Home Shopping Network's on, and they're doing a house. And it's this woman. I call her a girl because she's 30, but she's young. And they're in it's the Bentonville, Arkansas show. It's the whatever the Walmart show. They're making houses.
All right.
Country Life.
Okay.
House costs $20,000, and they're fixing it up because it's Bentonville, Arkansas. Nobody wants to live there. So the show comes on, and it's a really pretty girl. She's single. Her parents live down the street. Parents have a sort of weird southern accent, but not really. She was sort of raised in New York. She seemed a little refined to be living in Bentonville. She had a house, and I thought she's like this refined chick, and the house is like a sty. It's falling apart.
Yeah.
The boards, there's a trap hole in it. They ask her what she wants. She's like, I've always wanted a pink house. Yes.
Okay.
I've always wanted a pink house, and I want the outside pink. So, you know, of course, the graphic comes up, and the house is pink. So they're going to show you what it's going to look like in 28 minutes when this episode's over.
We wish
it was that easy.
Yeah, right.
Somebody's demoed out. Right. Not that easy. So then she goes inside, and the place is it's a hole. It's all got to be, the girl's like, we're going to do everything here. Your budget, you paid $50 for the house, $220 in reno.
Right, you know what I mean?
It's like one of those. So they're doing everything. She's like, could we make the walls pink? And I'm like, oh, if I were single again.
Right.
Because my house
was pink.
Yeah. Everything in it was pink. And it goes back to John Mellencamp in the contest when we had pink houses. And he held up a paintbrush on MTV, and they gave a house away.
I did not. Dave would remember something like that.
He absolutely remembered this. Right. It was the pink houses giveaway. You can go.
Okay, I will.
And John Mellencamp, he had hair like mine right now, and everyone needs a hand to hold on. He was, you know, doing the cherry bomb at that time, you know. And he held up a paintbrush as part of the, and he had that Bloomington, Indiana thing. He said, we're going to come to your town, and we're going to paint the mother pink. So when he painted the mother pink, and I had a house, I thought girls like pink.
I didn't. I know. Yeah.
35 years later, and what color were the walls in my home?
Pink.
You remember this?
Oh, yes.
See that?
I am.
So it wasn't a bad decision.
No, no.
We did have fun there, didn't we?
We did. We were just, Dave and I were just talking about, what's the hamburger?
Burger time. Burger time.
Right.
Absolutely. It was like Frogger. We have Frogger now. Frogger. Right. Gigi Causey is my friend. You got to come back to the show more often.
I would love to do that. This is fun.
You're going to be my real estate insider.
You're
going
to have to come to, you're coming to my Zumba class, right?
But I have two left feet.
Stand next to somebody with two right feet.
If I hurt my back, you are coming over with ice and you're going to rub my back if I hurt my back.
Dear Lord.
I don't want to hurt my back.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
That's my only issue.
You're not going to hurt your back. You're not going to hurt your back. You're moving your feet. You're not going to hurt your back. We're going to have fun.
I got moves like Jagger.
Yeah, right. I'll play that for you. We do so many, like Latin, and we do other kinds of music,
too.
Can I
pick the playlist?
You can pick one song. I'll give you something to pick from.
All right, I'll put some Mark Anthony I Need to Know on.
I got stuff like that.
That makes me want to move my hips.
Right.
It brings the Venezuelan out.
I got you.
All right. This segment, which was great, by the way, is it cost? It's all the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's brought to you by our friends at Windsor. Here, put the bucket hat on for
me.
866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 5 years, 0% financing. She doesn't give 0% financing in real estate deals. I'm just saying that.
No.
Our friends at the Maryland Lottery have old school, new school. school scratch-offs. I am giving away the instant lottery scratch-offs here. We'll be doing this at Fadley's. I think we're going to reschedule opening day because it's a little messy for Damie. Love them. We're going to be at Pappas next Thursday, the 13th in Bel Air. Yes, there's a Pappas in Bel Air. Then the 27th, they're going to be at Captain Larry's downtown at Federal Hill. They have a delicious crab cake. I'm looking forward to it. I love you, Jane.
You know I'm a true friend if I put this hat on my head.
You don't want that on the internet. Here you go. Your hair's too beautiful. By the way, you have the most beautiful hair in the world.
Thank you.
And people come to me and like my hair. And this is COVID hair. And
yeah. This is
Does it get pass fail on you? Do you hate it, my hair? Because you know
me
a long time.
No, I like it.
You
like it?
It's good?
It's a look.
It's pass fail?
I'm digging it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, you've known me when I was an Ovaltine back in the day and still loves me. Comes out to the show. Thanks to Leonard Raskin and Raskin Global. This is a Dundalk mallet.
Oh,
it's
really?
Got a beer opener on the
yes.
side. Right?
Love
Can't
it.
Get that every day. No. I'm gonna soil this here at Costas very, very soon. Big appreciation, everybody, joining us. Opening day, new arena, friends, Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and great, great stuff ahead. We are WNSD, AM 1570, signing off from Costas on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. From Dundalk to you through our hearts. Stay with us.